us, and then started 2017 was, you know, a great start as far as, you know, getting a W and starting the year off right.
What kind of momentum do you think it's going to give to you?
I think it's going to make people work hard this offseason, understand what we went wrong this season, and it was a bunch of self-inflicting wounds, and we're going to just try to control what we can and go out there and work hard this offseason and, you know, just make sure that we put it on tape at the season over with.
Do you feel like this last two games sort of a statement or where you feel like this team's going to be for the next 5, 6, 7 years in the NFC East?
I think it's a great building block for us as far as, you know, we don't quit no matter the situation. And I think, you know, when we play together and have fun, like what we did out there and play loose, you see what can happen. But we got to stay consistent, and that's the thing. We just got to stay consistent. We all got to just, you know, take a look in the mirror and see what we can all work on and control what we can. And that's this offseason. You know, it's how bad do we really want it? You know, we right here, we can taste it, but we just got to get over that hump. And I think it's going to start right now with the mindset that we're not going to be sitting down this next year around this time. We're going to go out there and we're going to do what we got to do this offseason to make sure that don't happen no more.
Can you put in words this season, your feelings, the emotions this entire season? Can you yet put in words what it's been like?
Well, really, I look at it as a great learning season for us. You know, we had the team that we wanted. You know, we was young, yes, but it was a bunch of learning in there because most of the games that we had, I mean, you've seen, we lost them because, you know, one play here, one play there. Once we capitalize on that, we would be a real good team. And I think once they add a couple of different pieces to kind of help us for next year, I think we're going to be okay.
What's the ceiling for Carson?
Man, it's through the roof right now, man. It's no ceiling for him right now because, you know, you don't know what a year can do for him, what he can learn for next year. I mean, you see him, he looked like a veteran quarterback already out there. I mean, not just to toot his own horn, but, I mean, really, I just see a guy that works hard and is starting to show. And I think, you know, next year he's definitely going to work with who's getting brought in here and going to do the offseason and work out with them and, you know, make sure that the timing is good for next year.
You mentioned some changes. Do you think Benny Logan, you want to see Benny Logan back?
Oh, yeah. I love my man Benny Logan. I told him, you know, let's have fun this last one. Let's let it loose. Enjoy it. Because, like we say, we don't know who's going to be here, who's not. And, you know, that's a guy I know for sure is going to go to war each and every week. And, you know, I love seeing him back. But you know, that's not my call, you know. And I'm, no matter what happens, we're going to work with what we got.